Ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, let's do this.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready?
Round and round. It's turtles all the way down.
It's turtles all the way down in Pork Therapy.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome. Oh, that was such a pregnant pause.
It wasn't me. It's not
listeners,
my...
Listeners, did you know Mike's pregnant again? He just keeps squeezing him out.
I'm squeezing out the pauses.
Exactly. And welcome to Pork Therapy. If we didn't already say that, I can't quite recall.
That's this Stephanie.
This is Stephanie, and you're Mike.
And I'm Mike.
Threw me all off there, Mike.
There's two Stephanies and two Mikes here tonight.
Oh, yes, we have our evil
double
twins.
Double the pork therapy.
Double the fun. Double
nice.
Your pleasure, right? Yeah. It's actually my evil twin who does this podcast. It's not
God,
actually
if there
me.
Were, if you had a twin.
Oh, ooh, my God. That would be amazing. Imagine the mischief we would pull.
Imagine something you'd pull.
Yeah. I bet you do. Well... We're so glad that you've come back to join us again, and we hope that you've been visiting our new website, because we have some fantastic improvements, including a new...
Including the fact that it works.
Including the fact that it works. That's right. That's very important as a functionality.
The website is porktherapy.com, and that's pork with a C.
If you didn't already know, because all the cool people already know, so really we shouldn't even bother to promote it, because if you're
and
anyone
so
who's anyone, actually...
The converse of that is, since you know, you're cool.
Yes, exactly. And but even if you don't know, you're still cool. Basically, we just love you all.
Yes.
Anyway, what are we talking about tonight, Mike?
Let's tell them how they can send us their questions for future episodes, and then
yeah,
get right into this one.
That's a good idea. Well, you have a couple of ways that you can contact us. What are you laughing at over there?
Oh, there's just fun stuff. We're sitting in a restaurant, and there's funny stuff going on.
What's my evil twin doing? I need to keep a better eye on her. I guess if you want to ask us a question, if you're not scared off by the fact that there are actually four of us instead of two, you can send your questions to questions@porktherapy.com.
Or you can call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
That's right. And we even have a handy little dandy application on our website where you can just press a button and it'll call us for you. And it won't ask us our question for you, but it'll get you damn close. So
yeah.
You really don't have to expend that much effort of actually dialing our phone number. You could just press a button on the internet. So anyway, Mike, should we get to the question?
Let's do it.
Or do you want to talk about facial hair for a little while?
Apparently that's what I want
it's
to talk about.
It's been a couple of episodes since we've talked about that.
Let's do it. What about facial hair tonight?
I don't know. It's scraggly. It's soft sometimes, and
sometimes
it's curly
scratchy.
And hairy.
Yeah, sandpaper on the face.
Sharp. Yep. Okay, I think we covered it.
All right, we're done.
All right.
Excellent.
So the question tonight is...
I'm going to read this one.
From an anonymous... It sounds like
probably a
guy,
male, yes.
A straight guy, but we're just speculating here because we don't
actually,
really know.
Actually, he could be bi, and this is just one of his...
Who
anyway,
knows?
Here's the question.
We don't really know.
I started dating this girl a few weeks ago. On our second date, we started making out. Things looked like they were going pretty well, but suddenly she asked me how many girls I had slept with. I didn't really want to answer, so I dodged the question, and the makeout session degenerated.
Ooh, bad.
Do you think it was unethical of me... not to answer. I'm all for full disclosure, but I wasn't really comfortable answering that question.
Interesting question. And this is a pretty common one. I think I've heard this before.
You know, it is.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly common how many people care how many people their significant other has slept with.
Yeah, and...
Has slept with, I say in the past. Because if it's current, then that's pretty pertinent.
Yeah, I know. I've even heard of people asking this question of their partner after they were married or something, and then they didn't like the answer, and it caused a huge problem in the relationship.
I'd say that's backwards communication. You
kind
of want to find out the important things, whatever's important to you, about a person before you commit to life.
You would think, for sure. Anyway, so why would someone actually even ask this question? Maybe they're asking because they think that it is reflective of the risk for the partner having some kind of sexually transmitted infection or something.
Okay, that is a possibility, but it's a bad way to go about it
because
better way would be are you tested?
Right. The better way would be
are
to
you
ask
clean?
More
let's
directly.
Prove it. Let's get tested together or something like that.
Right, because it doesn't matter how many people you slept with or fooled around with. You can get an STI from having, you know, sexual contact with one person. Hell,
actually,
you could even get some of them from sharing towels
or
sitting on a, you know, on a locker room bench or something.
I was gonna
like
say
that.
Toilet because that's the old rumor.
That's the old
the old urban
I think
legend.
That's an old wives' tale, but
I bet a lot of old wives' tales were on toilet seats.
Oh, that was a good one, Mike.
No, it wasn't.
Joker.
Okay, so
but yeah, I mean I think that's Right. What we were saying is that question, how many people have you slept with, is a poor indicator of someone's risk. I mean,
yeah.
Really the better things to ask them about if you're concerned. Well, I mean, really the only way to find out if someone has a specific STI is to get tested, right? But mm-hmm. if you're trying to sort of assess someone's risk and what their behaviors are like, I mean, you can ask them other questions like, you know, have you ever had any symptoms, right? Or have you ever...
Right. I think we can probably move on because
yeah.
if it was intended to find out about the STI risk, it's mm-hmm. a bad question.
It won't
get you to the answer.
Right. Well, so, okay, maybe the person is asking because they have some kind of a... They have some kind of an idea that there's an arbitrary threshold where
Morality.
If their partner sleeps with more people over this certain threshold for their age or something like that, then they're too promiscuous, right?
Ironically, I don't think most people... I think that's right, except mm-hmm. that I don't think most people even think it through that much. I don't mm-hmm. think they think in their head...
They
well,
have
you know,
an arbitrary
someone who's
threshold.
Eight, yeah. They,
yeah,
it's
right.
an arbitrary
They just want to know the answer.
They don't consider a certain age or a certain
right.
this or that.
And then they'll judge the answer based on what they hear, but
right.
they don't even...
Right.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that.
I once was dating this woman who I asked her... Actually, I want to ask you later what you think...
You want to ask me how many people I've
yeah.
slept with, don't you, Mike? I'm not going to tell you.
I'm wondering whether you think more women ask men this or more men ask women this, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
So I was dating a woman, and I don't remember who asked who first. I think maybe she asked me how many women I had slept with, and I told her I think it was like six or something
yeah.
in
Did
my
life.
Did
she ask you how many men you've slept with?
Is that what I said?
No.
It wasn't six.
No, you said women.
Okay.
I was just asking, like, she asked about women, but that's making a big assumption, right?
No,
she's
well,
totally assuming
we were
that
beyond assuming that in our relationship.
I see, okay.
But anyway, then I asked her how many she had slept with, and she was hesitant to tell me. She thought I would...
So she wanted to know yours, but she didn't want to tell you hers?
I don't remember. Maybe she asked me after, but my point is, when I asked her, she was hesitant to tell me. She might have thought that I was going to judge because of the number, and maybe a lot of people would. I ended up not judging. I didn't care.
Uh-huh.
But she said, like, 100 or 200 people or something like that.
That she had slept with 100 people or
yeah,
200 people?
Yeah,
okay.
Some large number, and I was,
uh-huh.
you know, surprised. But, yeah, I thought, oh, okay, well, you're with me now, and you're not sleeping with 200 other people at the moment, so I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like to think about this, like, the number is arbitrary, right? And so,
yeah.
what if you ask someone this question and they say that they've never slept with anyone, right? That they're
That's
like
right.
a virgin, right?
That's right.
Then, I mean, are you going to believe them? And what are you going to think about that?
Right? Right.
Or what if they say, I've slept with a million people? Like, what are you going to think about them?
That's
then?
A good point.
I mean,
and look at it this way: let's say my girlfriend back then had slept with 200 people, and I had slept with five. If I asked her, how many people have you slept with? I might be thinking, well, five is pretty typical, and
mm-hmm.
she has 200. If she asked me, she might be thinking, well, 200 is pretty typical, and I'd only slept with five.
Yeah.
What difference does it make in either direction?
No, I don't think it makes a big difference at all. And yeah, if you're, like you said before, if you're concerned about
right.
STIs, you might as well address that issue directly. But anyway, I mean...
Yeah, one other possible reason for asking this question is to try to...
Gauge the person's experience?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another lousy question to ask.
Right.
How about
try it and
how about
find
just
out for yourself?
Yeah, it's just experience. And for that matter, if they're bad in bed, or if they're doing things you don't like, or not doing...
Yeah, tell them.
Tell them.
Right.
I like this. Oh,
yeah.
Let's do this instead. You want to try this.
Yeah, let's try this. Right. Try it this way. I'm not
because
really digging
it's
this
completely
much.
Irrelevant how many people they slept with. Even how many people have you had this sex in this position with? I mean...
Or this kind of sex, right? When
right.
someone says something nebulous, like, how many people have you been with or how many people have you slept with? Well, that could mean a lot of different things. Like,
yeah.
some people might you know, count their number in terms of
yeah.
how many people they've kissed or how many people they've...
Oraled.
Right, exactly. And the different you know, phrases mean different things
so
to different people.
So even if you ask in earnest and they answer in earnest, you
yeah.
guys might mean different things
right.
from such a vague and question.
Exactly. It's really vague.
Basically, ask yourself, what do I want to know? And then ask your question.
Right.
If you really want to know the number of people they have had sex with, well, ask it. But I'm curious why you'd want to know that.
Yeah.
In fact, if you guys... ever have asked this?
And would any answer satisfy you?
That's a good. Oh, that's
right.
a good question.
You know?
Would any answers? Would it satisfy you if they had slept with the exact same number of people that you have?
Yeah.
More,
well,
fewer,
yeah.
many more.
It's unlikely that you're going to have the exact same number, but I don't know.
It would be even less likely if you slept with the exact same people.
Oh man, I could make a bad joke about that, but I'm not going to.
Well, certainly not like us to make good jokes.
Oh, that's true. Good point, Mike. Anyway, so the question asker says, do you think it was unethical of me not to answer? And
absolutely
I don't think so at all. I mean, you're not obligated to answer any question that makes you feel uncomfortable, certainly. And, I mean, he also mentions that the makeout session degenerated, which, you know, maybe this girl was feeling uncomfortable because he did dodge the question.
Yeah, I don't like that phrase, dodge the question, because it doesn't sound very forthright. It sounds like maybe you kind of weaseled your way out or told an untruth or something. But,
yeah. Well, he doesn't say specifically how he dodged it.
No, I don't know, but you could have just said, I didn't answer. That would be direct, but... Right. Dodge the question just makes me think, well, did you joke around? Did you insult her for asking it? Or how did you dodge it?
What did he say? I know. Yeah. I would like to know that, too. I mean, and that even that in itself is not ethical. It's not unethical, right? But, I mean...
And then...
I think the best way to approach it and make sure that you are following good sexual ethics is to ask the person why they want to know.
Exactly. I was just going to say...
Are they asking because of STIs? Or are they asking because of some notion of morality and the number of people you've slept with?
This listener ended their question with, I'm all for full disclosure, but I wasn't really comfortable answering that question.
Right.
So I'm thinking if they had just simply said, I'm not comfortable answering that question...
Right. And maybe they did. We don't know.
Well, that's not really dodging the question. That's direct.
But anyway, if they had said that,
it seems likely that the woman who asked would have said, well, why are you uncomfortable? And discussion would have proceeded, and it seems inevitable that it would have ended up with, I'm uncomfortable because you might think this. And then she'd say, well, no, I'm asking because I want to know that.
Right.
So it would just, lead to
clarify
a better conclusion if you just talk about it.
Yeah, I think so, too. It sounds like there are a lot of things that went unsaid in this scenario, and maybe that's why the chemistry kind of fizzled, because both of them are sort of thinking things that need to be clarified, and they're not getting the answers that they want, and, he feels uncomfortable because he feels like he's under the gun and, under the microscope.
That's a good point.
She feels, uncomfortable because she thinks that he's hiding something. So
they might have both felt uncomfortable at that point simply because of the number. As soon as the question was out there, he's thinking, well, if I give her a number, is she going to think it's too high? Is it too low? And she's thinking, is he not telling me because it's so high or because it's so low?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's so complicated.
Why do you ask yourself, why do you want to know the number?
Simple, right?
Yeah. The other thing you can do instead of dodging the question is knock her unconscious, then have sex with her and leave.
Don't do that.
Okay, that's a bad thing.
That is definitely unethical. That's caveman territory.
That's definitely unethical.
You could do that if you were in the Paleolithic era, I suppose, but it still wouldn't be ethical then. Anyway, if you want to find out about really unethical behavior, you should go to our website at porktherapy.com. And if you really want to know how many people Mike has slept with, you should email him mike@porktherapy.com and ask him, but he might not answer.
If your computer has a lot of RAM, you could ask the same question of Stephanie@porktherapy.com.
The number, the zeros, the sheer number of zeros just goes on forever. It could wrap around the earth three times.
As long as there's a one in front of those zeros.
Oh, I don't know about that. you can find us on Facebook if you dare, and you can also find us on Twitter. We had another person follow us on Twitter, so now I guess that makes two, right?
We have two twits following us, and I'm one of them.
That's awesome. there's a lot of ways to get with us on the web, but you can pick your favorite one, and we'll see you on the internets.
Gotta get with my friends. Yes, it is.
Mike is a Spice Girl tonight.
No, I'm not, but you said if you want to get with us, and that's like a line from that song.
It's actually your evil twin.
It's my evil twin.
He's joined the Spice Girls. But he had to dress up like Sally the Pirate to do so.
Oh, my God. Spice Sally.
I think we're going to leave it there.
All right. Thanks for listening tonight.
Oh, thank you. Don't forget to ask us. Well, you can forget. Never mind. Bye.
See ya.